In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. During the Easter tide, the Church rejoices because Christ is risen and because He has redeemed us. Since the luminous night of Easter, the Paschal candle symbolizes in the sanctuary of the Church the risen Christ. The wax of the candle stands for the body of Christ, and the flame stands for His soul. They are again reunited. This candle shines in the sanctuary of the Church. Its flame has been transmitted to the souls of every baptized person. This is sanctifying grace. During 40 days, the apostles have been in touch with the mystery of the timeless presence of risen Christ, but they do not understand yet the kingdom of God. They do not understand that this kingdom must start inside themselves in order to be realized through time, space, and eternity. Jesus, risen from the dead, uses those 40 days to kindle faith in the souls of His apostles and disciples. It is a challenge, 40 days only, from Easter to Ascension. It's a kind of spiritual marathon, 40 days. What He tells them is a bit mysterious. It is a strange mix of absence and presence, almost contradictory. He told Saint Mary Magdalene, "Do not touch me." And He told Saint Thomas the Incredulous, "Touch my wounds and be a believer." So, in fact, with His special teaching of special intense session of 40 days, He leads them from the cross, the tragedy of Calvary, to faith. He leads them from earth to heaven. He leads them from the natural virtue of trust due to companionship to the supernatural virtue of faith. Because He has to leave, He prepares them who saw Him in the glory of the resurrection to purify their faith. It has not been easy for the apostles to accept and to believe this truth. They were very realistic men, men of good sense. They saw Him, but they did not understand. It was not easy for Jesus either. He was talking to men who were very close to Him, but who did not know Him, who did not recognize Him. The reason was that after the resurrection, Jesus was not to be recognized only on the basis, on the evidence of the witness of this human presence. He wants the consent of mind and faith. Jesus does not want only to be seen. He wants to be believed. He makes Himself visible, and His resurrection is real. He's even able to eat with His disciples. So He makes Himself visible so that we can believe in the invisible. Jesus is preparing what is going to follow. He is going to leave. And he tells them about it. His departure will not result in an absence, but in a new kind of presence. The atmosphere must be understood in a joyous faith. Christ is risen, and the liturgy is full of Alleluia. And at the same time, this new presence is very mysterious. It is amazing for the apostles as well. Jesus is so expected that he is not recognized. All this does not happen just by chance. Jesus makes himself visible to kindle faith, but at the same time, he is absent. He is on earth, but he no longer belongs to earth. He is in fact completing his teaching as the risen Christ. He gives himself 40 days to move his disciples from earthly companionship to the life of faith. They must go to the evidence. Jesus is going to the Father. But they will need Pentecost and the gift of the Holy Spirit to admit it in faith. Easter morning has been a day of triumph and of glory. But this triumph is very humble. From the beginning, the good news of the resurrection is transmitted only through witnesses. And the first witnesses were the holy women. Those first witnesses are invested with a mission. They must tell the others, go to your brothers. It is what Jesus tells them, and witness of my resurrection. From now, the message will be announced in this way, through the recognition of faith, through the cognition and the determination of witnesses. And in this way, it has been going on for 2,000 years. The font, the origin of all, is the burning love of Jesus' heart, pierced by a lance. He wants witnesses. Why? Not because we are exceptional. No, he wants witnesses because he wants to associate us to his work of salvation. If he had not done that, we would be unable to understand the real meaning of our earthly life. This real meaning is to be witnesses of the faith. Jesus' love for the world is a burning love. The Easter candle, the big Easter candle in the sanctuary of the church, reminds us of that mysterious reality, the presence of Christ in his church. And on Ascension Thursday, this Easter candle will be removed because Christ will be back to his Father. On Easter night, we did not light the flame of the Easter candle by saying, switch yourself on. No, the Easter candle, his fire was needed and it was received. And this is the duty of the witness to transmit this fire. If they're faithful, if you happen to be disheartened, discouraged by life, come back to your fundamentals. Come back to the source and ask yourself this question in the source of your soul. am I really a witness of Jesus' resurrection? And from the answer to that question, you will be suddenly reminded that only Christ can fill your heart and soul. We must never forget that we move the world forward only if we ourselves move forward. Jesus will be loved. Jesus will be believed if we ourselves love him and believe in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.